what the bleep happened here. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Thanksgiving is a very important holiday. Ours was the first country in the world to make a national holiday to give thanks.
Isn't he the cutest thing?
Lame.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Why should I give thanks on Thanksgiving? What have I got to be thankful for?
Lame.
They love fully and completely Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
We can't help it.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
We do.
Mondays are money.
Right on.
Look, everyone, it's the spirit of Thanksgiving.
Here we are.
There you go.
Right. Here we are. We are the spirit of Thanksgiving.
That's right.
We'll be celebrating Thanksgiving on the show Wednesday, Homovember. This is going to be a great, fantastic show. We have a room full of gays, Homo Joe, and anywhere between 8 and 10 tops and bottoms, single gay men.
Very nice.
They'll be enjoying Thanksgiving with all the trimmings, courtesy of Mike's Joint.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
And we will have entertainment upstairs, courtesy of
Blair Michaels.
Blair Michaels. Blair Michaels, very excited about coming down and being on the show.
I'm looking forward to Blair Michaels more than anything else on the show.
Sure. Yeah. We are all over Blair Michaels' website right now.
Oh, good.
He sent out flyers to the gay community that features all of our pictures.
Good. Wonderful.
So we're going to really be known.
Good.
And
good.
I also put together a gay film festival. So there'll be entertainment for, say, commercial breaks and stuff.
Besides the gay pornos that we're going to be playing upstairs on the flat screen, we have, I know we got Brokeback Mountain, what else?
Well, we have Spartacus. Pumping Iron.
Oh, right. Fantastic.
Chicago.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Brokeback Mountain.
Of course.
And Rudy.
That's great. Very good. Very only, clever, Rob.
Only because they're gay, Mike.
That's fantastic.
So Wednesday you're going to be able to eavesdrop on a fantastic gay Thanksgiving extravaganza.
Wonderful.
Along with the biggest drag queen in D.C., Blair Michaels, who will be doing a show for us. Now, it is going to be doing a song, a dance, exactly what?
It's a lip sync act. Yeah. So we will be required to describe what we see. But also keep in mind that outside of the act, Blair is, how shall I say, a colorful individual.
Yes.
And a fun one to interview.
Fun to talk.
Oh, good.
And we'll be ready to entertain calls and do whatever she does.
Celebrity he most resembles, I would say, is John Travolta in Hairspray.
Fantastic.
More slender, but yeah.
But still, it's that's the basic look.
A knockout. What you should do is go ahead and Google Blair Michaels and see what you see.
Tell him to bring plenty of autograph pictures.
I'm not sure I'd even have to tell him that.
That is Homovember. That's on Wednesday's show. I'm pretty sure that we have all of the details taken care of. We want to thank all of the gay guys that called in and wrote. We'll have a room full of guys. We're going to have some wine. We're going to have some beer. We'll have some mixed beverages. We'll have some porno. We'll have some movies. We're going to be eating food. And a lot of the time, we're just going to be eavesdropping.
Yeah. That's
going to
be the fun part.
Mm-hmm. And Matt the Pollock, here's what we're doing with him.
What?
He's going to be the concierge slash waiter slash
eunuch.
Maitre d' slash eunuch. Uh-huh. Mike, he will, in fact, be wearing a Speedo, no shirt, and one of those Chippendales bow ties.
Perfect. Excellent. Get lots of pictures of that. I am looking forward to that.
Oh, we will.
Well, you've changed it because the last time we had gotten away from that and he was in the sexy Indian outfit.
Oh, dressed as Pocahontas. Yeah. I like the first one.
I just thought about that.
Either one will be fine.
Either way, Robbie, just get him a Speedo.
Oh, we shall have him. You'll see a lot of skin. I promise you that.
Yeah, right. Sure.
Very good.
Let's make it the gayest Homovember ever.
Can he have a bow tie and a headdress?
If you are married to this entire pilgrim theme,
he is.
We can do it.
Yeah, that's right. Originally, it was going to be the headdress and the loincloth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was going to be the gay Indian from Village People.
And that's fine, too.
Yeah, just as long as he's in a suit.
As long as it's gay.
Of some kind. Shirtless.
And war paint.
Yes.
And war paint.
I couldn't be more excited.
Now, can we get like one of those Chief Z headdresses?
Yeah, that's what we have to get for him.
That's what we need. Hello, Don and Mike Show. So, Homovember, Wednesday on the show. Mm-hmm. You're going to love it. And I heard from someone that there's some absinthe floating around.
Oh, I saw some absinthe up
there.
There's
some absinthe floating around. Wow. It might work its way into the broadcast on Wednesday.
Watch out, everybody.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's happening?
Hey.
Hey.
Don and Mike.
Hey is for horses.
Yeah, it is, huh? Hey, I got a theory here about the Pats.
Yeah.
All right.
I think the casinos are going to take them out.
You mean like Goodfellas?
Well, I got a my friend has a reliable source in Vegas saying the casinos are very upset about them covering the spread.
Well, I know this guy's just being a jerk caller, but I wonder if there is any validity at all to what he's saying. That what?
Well, I'm sure the casinos are not thrilled with the fact that the Patriots, no matter what the spread is, cover it every single week.
Yeah, you would not have been able to bet against them, right? I mean,
yeah. I mean,
you'd lose every time.
Yeah, you would. I mean, because there's just no way. I mean, what are you going to have, Patriots by 30 every single week? You can't do that.
The line, I think.
But the casinos have, I mean, that's it doesn't really matter that
but
much.
But I think the biggest line that they've had this year was 17.
Yeah, and I mean, if you bet, you know, an even money bet, I suppose you could bet on the Patriots every single week and you'd win some serious money if you bet enough money. If your bets are big enough, that means you're going to do okay.
Would the Goombas in Las Vegas be upset that there's a team scoring 50 points a week that constantly wins and screws up the over-under? And couldn't you win every week if you, like, took the over?
Yeah.
Because
that's what people are doing. You want me to ask them? You want me to talk to some of my friends?
Please. Yeah, when you go
when
out
I'm
there.
Out there, I'll go to the sports book and I'll say, I'm a big Patriots fan, and I'll see who kicks my ass first. Yeah, the guys. No, he's just making that crap up. He's making that up. It's not. I don't think that the money situation, the lines on the Patriots are that significant. I don't think. I mean, I don't think it matters. I mean, on the big scale of things, I think your real big money well, payoffs are going to come with the close games.
Here's a question though. Like whatever, I'd be curious to know what the over under was for this week's game in Buffalo, because the score was 56-10. So for you to win and go over,
you probably had the Patriots in 14.
I'm talking about something totally different.
Okay,
The over under.
Oh, the over under bet. I mean, all right.
Like, how many points now do you put out for the Patriots to say that? Like, if you say okay, 50.
Right.
I think that it will be the combined score of both teams will be over 50 or under 50. I'd like to know what the over under line was for this past weekend for the game with Buffalo.
I'd say I figure 40. Something somewhere in that.
What's an average over-under?
Yeah. I know nothing about that. I know absolutely nothing about
that. An average over-under is something like, yeah, you're like 48, maybe.
40, 38.
Maybe lower than that. Maybe lower than 40.
Probably lower than that. I mean, because you're betting on the Patriots doing well and holding the Bills to nada.
Is he going to look something up in a book?
Maybe so. That's what he does. That is what he does.
He's going out to find his gambling book.
He's going to grab it right then, and then he'll stutter it right over to us.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Howdy.
Hey, do you think Joe can design a website so we can raise a bounty on Tom Brady's head, or at least his face?
Yeah, now you're on a slippery slope there, my friend.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to leave the
major charge cards.
We are leaving the bounty of Tom Brady up to either the Eagles, whoever plays them next.
Exactly.
Somebody's got to take that guy out. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Teach them a lesson. Hello.
Hey, yeah, the over-under was 47.5.
47.5.
See, you bet over always with the Patriots, you'd win every week.
Yeah, probably, but you still have that chance that, the Patriots have played some relatively close games during the season. Not badly, hopefully.
And this is why you might get pissed if you were a gambler at Belichick.
Right.
Because conventional wisdom says when you're up by 30 points, you slow the game down.
Yeah.
You put your second stringers in. That's how you maintain a line. That's how you maintain civilization.
Yeah,
in the
so like
world.
It's but see, if it's 30-10, you're gonna keep playing. If it's 40, to 10, and I'm using, round numbers here. You know what I mean? If it's 30-10, you're gonna send your A squad out there. If it's say it's 30-10 midway through the third quarter, you're not gonna sit there and sit on your hands.
But
if it's 40-10, you might start easing up on the gas.
You're talking about a regular team. I think the Patriots through this year, I think, my God, the average score like in the third quarter is something like 45-0.
Now, see, what I'd like to know for the over-under is I'd like to know the odds on that. You know, like what? Is it a standard bet? Is it a standard even money bet if you're doing that?
I don't know. Oh, well, here we go. I know we'll find out here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don, the Patriots, when they were 8-0, they were 8-0 against the point spread and 8-0 on overs.
Okay, so, well, now you might be talking about something. So they not only, just blew out the point spread. So they always won by more than the point spread.
And they also had more points than the over.
So in other words, if you bet on the Patriots to cover and bet the Patriots on the over all season, you would have won 8 weeks in a row?
Nine now.
You would have won the 16, bets.
16 bets. And that would be, even though the odds are probably not that astronomical for the Patriots.
Still, you win, though.
You win a lot of money.
So
they're a machine. That happens once in a while.
Yeah, but not like this.
No, not like this.
But not like this.
Not blowout.
Not with the running up and everything. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How's it going?
Howdy.
I just want to let you know the over-under on that Buffalo-New England game opened up at 51.5, and by kickoff it was down to 47. So,
oh, my God. See, at 47, I would still say, are you kidding me? I'll take my kid. Mike, I'm thinking about giving you a couple $1,000 when you go to Las Vegas to do the over-under.
All right, my question would be for you, sir, if you're in a legal gambling emporium.
Vegas.
And you want to lay down money for any team on the over. Is it usually does it matter who the teams are? Is that pretty much a standard bet, or are there odds just like you would have odds teams facing off against each other?
No, you're not picking a team. You're betting on the combined score of the
right.
teams, and it's just a straight flat out bet.
So if you put down,
you're getting 1-1 return, and if you lose, you're expected to pay a zig on that bet. So
that's if you're dealing with. Without a regular gambling emporium.
Well, that would not be like going to Caesar's Palace. That would
no.
be with the
That'd be like going to see Vinny Gumbatz down the street.
Gotcha. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
You know what? Everyone's got these takes on why they keep running the score up on everybody. Belichick's got a vendetta against the league since they got caught cheating. Now he's got to prove that they're better than everybody. I think the answer's much simpler than that, though.
Oh, wait a minute. Whoa. I've got it.
What's that?
Well, are the Patriots playing on Thursday?
No.
There's a Sunday game. You ready for the solution?
What?
I will go out, and I will lay down a bet for the Patriots to cover,
Mike,
and I will bet the over, too, and then forget it. They'll lose.
No, they won't.
They'll lose, and they won't cover. It's a perfect strategy. I've never won a football bet.
I'm thinking about giving you money this weekend to bet the over for me with the Patriots.
Well, the over is probably going to be quite significant with their recent victory.
Yeah, I would think. Well, I would think that the over has been significant.
What if the over is, Mr. O'Meara, and I just blindly put down $2,000 for you. The over is 700 points.
I'll take it.
Thank you. My friend will be so happy.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
What's up, buddies?
Hey, hi there.
How about that Tom Brady's hairdo? Didn't he look like Donald Trump's hairdo on his press conference after the game last night?
But it's a talented hairdo.
He is a pretty boy. God damn, he is a pretty boy.
He's a pretty boy, and he tends to spread his seed around.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, just to let you know, if you parlay the over with the Patriots, it pays 2.4-1.
So, oh, now, hold on. Stop gambling talk. Yeah. You have to talk in layman's terms because I know nothing about gambling.
Okay. Oh. If you were going to say, I want $100.
I mean, sports gambling. I don't go near that. Right, I don't go near sports gambling.
Sports gambling, I say, please.
I know. I'm learning a new game this weekend because a buddy of mine's going out there, and I'm learning how to play Baccarat.
Ah.
You know, the one where the Korean businessmen, to play at the table and just go.
What's wrong with you? Why are you doing that?
Because it's supposed to be a great game.
Next thing you're going to be playing, like, Pagai Poker.
Paigao.
That's Joe's game.
Joe plays Paigao Poker.
Oh,
anyway.
Don't do that.
I've never played Paigao Poker, but Baccarat, I want to definitely play that game.
What if we could?
Supposed to be an incredibly stupid game. It's perfect for me.
What if we could combine things and make you a Tom Brady slot machine?
I'd like to know what parlay and all that crap means.
That's two bets working together to increase your odds.
I heard an interesting ad that Ron Meyer, the old coach, right?
Right, for the Colts.
He's now doing, he's basically giving you odds. Oh. That's what he's doing now.
Oh,
I thought he was still in the league.
How sad. Not even Jerry Glanville is doing that.
He's a fine advertiser.
Not yet.
You know what Jerry Glanville is doing? I ask you not.
What?
He is coaching some high school team somewhere.
How's the
boy,
team?
Boy, imagine
team
your sophomore runs off the field like with a knee ligament strain, and Jerry Glanville's over on the sideline with a big needle going, give him the needle.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's up? Hi.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Hi.
They didn't cover against the Colts.
What was the spread in that game?
It was 6.5. I think they won by 4.
All right, there's our first time for everything.
Okay. All right, so now the casinos aren't mad at them.
I will pick this up in a second. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.